Okay, picture the thing that you've always wanted to learn. Maybe it's how to play chess or creative writing or gardening. Now picture learning that thing from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That is what you get with Masterclass. Masterclass is such an easy way to help you learn more about something you're interested in. You can seriously find classes on everything from turning your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart to principles of improv from Amy Poehler. Are you kidding me? Y'all, I did a cooking class with Gordon Ramsay. And it was so much fun. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best and become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't waste another minute to start your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our friends get an additional 15% off of any annual membership at masterclass.com/soundsfun. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/soundsfun. masterclass.com/soundsfun. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun, a very special Valentine's Day episode. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so glad to be here with you today. The music in the background, our Valentine's music, our every week music, is our good friend, Mr. John McLaughlin from his album, Angst and Grace. Maybe get a copy of that for your Valentine today. That would be really fun. Hey, and you'll have to forgive my voice a little bit as I'm a little bit under the weather. So warm drinks are the treat for me. And so thanks to one of our sponsors today, Westrock Coffee. Westrock works with farmers on a personal level to help them grow high-quality coffee. Westrock farmer Christine is a coffee farmer in Rwanda, and Christine's a single mom of 9 kids and tends to 600 coffee trees. Coffee was Christine's opportunity to provide for her children, and working with Westrock, she receives a fair price for her coffee and is always paid on time. This consistent income allows Christine to send her children to school, put food on the table, and invest in their farm. This is just one of many stories highlighting Westrock's impact through coffee. And when you drink Westrock coffee, you're sharing a story of sustainability for farmers like Christine. You can find Westrock coffee at Kroger, Bed Bath & Beyond, or go to westrockcoffee.com to find out where to buy Westrock coffee near you. Hey, I hope you are enjoying this Couples Month, the episode Monday with Rachel and Amanda from She Reads Truth. I've heard from so many of y'all about how much you enjoyed it. It's just been a really fun month full of couples in a lot of different ways that are showing us what it is like to love other people well. And I've enjoyed it so, so much. And today's guests are people I've been dying to have on the show. So I'm so excited they are here. Kaylee and Russell Dickerson. You may know Russell as a country music star, and he is 2 number one hits, amazing tours, awesome albums. He's just one of the best. And his wife, Kaylee, and I have become really good friends. I just adore her. And I think they're both really, really super great. So here is a special Valentine's conversation with my friends, Russell and Kaylee Dickerson. So you're impressed with the little gear here.
Yeah, this is nice.
Listen to that radio voice.
Ooh.
Hello. And welcome to podcasting.
That sounds fun.
On today's podcast.
That's really good.
Sponsored by TurboTax.
That's impressive. Okay, and your normal week, like right now, how many interviews do you do in a normal week? You do this all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had Wednesday. I had 3 on Monday, and then a promo shoot all in a row.
Yeah.
And then yesterday and today were actually fairly chill.
Yeah.
Actual off days.
Yeah. She had.
Oh, this is an off day, y'all.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Hanging out with you is an off day.
Thank you. That's my, very kind
my,
of y'all.
My 2 favorite 7s on the Enneagram.
Oh, you are too?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Girl.
I mean,
listen.
I'm like hanging out with 2 7s. That's not work.
Remind me what you are.
That's I'm
right.
a 3.
That's right.
With a really hard 2 wing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you're so helpful. You'd have to be for y'all's life to work.
Yeah.
Man, that's amazing. When did y'all discover your Enneagram, or when did you start the journey?
The journey has been a while. Probably not 2 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, for you. I was like, whatever.
Right. Well,
it's another love language thing. Like, okay, cool.
Because everyone came up to him saying, you're a 7. Like, you didn't have to do much research.
Right.
I thought I was a 9, then I thought I was a 2. So yeah. Mine's been a journey, as
That's
they say.
That's very Christian woman of you. Yeah, to think right? You're a 9 and a 2. Can't figure right. it out. Yeah,
you know,
I'm a servant's heart.
I'm a helper.
Right. Right, I'm just a helper. So what does that mean?
I just serve my husband.
I just love the Lord. Okay, so welcome to Couples Month. Yeah. This is very Woo-hoo! Exciting. For starters, wait, let me first celebrate your second number one.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy. What?
I know.
Are you, is it, what does it even, what does it even feel like for a 7 to win at something? Tell me about it. No, I'm just kidding.
Glitter, unicorns jumping yes, over rainbows. Yes. Basically yeah. like a Lisa Frank binder.
Yeah.
Is what it feels like.
It feels. So yours was a number one last year? 18
January,
or 17?
January of 2018.
And then Blue Tacoma.
Was October.
I mean, so that's just...
Two in a year.
Two insane. In a year.
Come on, Lord.
I mean, serious. Yeah. Won't he do
Crazy.
It?
Won't he?
Talk for a minute about the years before now. Like, what is it? Why didn't you quit before this? Because you wrote yours. I've maybe y'all told me, or I read somewhere.
Yeah.
You wrote yours, like, a long time ago.
Almost exactly 4 years to the day of writing it to number one. 4 years.
There had to be days where you thought, this just isn't really working.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was even... Once we wrote yours, that was just like fuel on the fire for me.
Really?
Like, yeah. But all the, from like 2009 to 2000, we wrote it 2014. You know
oh
what I mean?
Oh my gosh.
So as soon as I graduated Belmont, I guess 2011 was really when I started hitting it hard.
Yeah.
Like as soon as I graduated, I signed a publishing deal and just hit the road. Like I was gone. Like I never got my song requirements turned in because I was just on the road all the time, which is what I wanted to do. And I don't know. It's just like what I've always wanted to do. So even though we were in an SUV and a trailer that my family helped me buy and like I was still loving it, you know?
Yeah.
Like it was like, yo, it's the middle of the night, but we're on the road, we're doing it. Yeah. Our car broke down, but
were you going know? At that point, Kaylee?
Yeah, I started okay. going. First time I really went was we were engaged. I'll never forget that. Because we never traveled together dating. So when we did, we were only engaged for 3 months. So when I went on the road, that was like the first time when we were engaged. And I was like, I could do this. And then yeah. I went full time once we were married. I went to everything. Drove yeah, everywhere, sold the merch.
Yeah, she's the real rock star. Let me just for a second. Took all the photos live, like made it look like there was a million people there, but there yeah. was actually 4.
Yeah.
Drove the van, morning shift, sold the merch after the show. Took all the meet and greet pictures. Like,
how many dudes are in the van at this point with y'all?
There were
only 4 of y'all.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're just doing all that, Kaylee.
Yeah. I loved it.
So everybody's doing everything. Like bass mm-hmm. player was like stand in tour manager. We all load in. We all hands on deck. And it was just like,
yeah, you know, he was setting up his own lights and banners. And mm-hmm.
were you really? You were yeah. doing your own pop-ups. You were doing
yeah.
everything.
Yeah. Like well, I pay, you know, paid for these big banners that we said took 45 minutes to set up every shit and tear down.
Because you saved like $300 not getting the pop-up ones. And right. every time yeah. you set it up, you're like, I should have just.
Yeah. And like we programmed our own light show. Like we bought, like we borrowed these like PVC pipes that had lights screwed on them and just put them on speaker stand. You know what I mean? Like we just pretty much faked it till we made it.
Yeah.
And, but it was honestly from 2011 was the real like, all right, here we go. I'm pursuing this.
Yeah. What year did y'all get married?
13.
Did the Lord tell you to pursue it, or did you just know because it was in you, or what have you heard him say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were in the UK. That was probably the first, before I had anything going on. I mean, written a few songs, played shows here and there, getting started, but we were in the UK. Is this what you were nodding?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
And we were on a worship trip, and we were leading worship, and the pastor did his thing, and he was like, all right, thank y'all for coming. He was like, hold up 1 second. And he like pointed at me and he was like, you're on the fast track. Whatever it takes people 10 years to do, you'll do 10 times as fast. What else did he say? That was pretty much the gist.
Yeah, he
said prophecy.
You're being elevated in front of a lot of people. And yeah, and then there was that prophecy. I call him the prophecy stealer because, yeah. like,
oh.
I think it's because of his height. Like, everyone's like, oh, right, the tall guy, yeah. that one. Like, that's I have right. a word for you.
I have
you.
A word for you because you're like, the face I can see.
I'm like, can you give it to, because he always knew what he wanted to do. So I'm always like, couldn't you give it to someone who's in the dark still? Like, he yeah. knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
But we clung to so many of those words. And the one when you were in high school.
Yeah.
That was your very, very first.
Yeah, that wasn't as like directional, but it was, I was like playing acoustic, singing background and behind the worship leader. And after the worship set, this dude was getting up to speak and he was like, my man, playing guitar, singing background. He was like, while you were singing, he was just like, I saw that your voice was like a lion. And anytime you speak or sing, everyone within earshot listens and pays attention. And I was just like, I didn't even know what prophecy was. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know, like, oh, I should put this in my phone for like dark times. Like, but it just hit me so hard. I've never forgot that.
Yeah. And that's crazy. Yeah. So then when it takes 7 or 8 years or something to have a number one. Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question, yes, there were like words, but also it was just in me. Like you don't drive around in an SUV for 8 years if you're like, well, you know, this thought maybe this would be fun.
Like, right.
It's not. There's a bigger goal. There's a bigger, you know, I had my eyes set on the prize.
Always on country music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. Once I really, I mean, there's so many different paths, but once I really started getting focused on music, I was just like, came back to country music.
Kaylee, I have so many of my friends who are married, like y'all are, who one of the spouses or the other spouse does a lot of the supporting role, does a lot of the taking all the pictures, setting all the things up. When you were little, did you think, I mean, because there's so many women who go, I just want to be a wife and a mom.
Right.
And that's fine. I should probably not phrase it like that. There's so many. Sounds really unkind.
No, like, kudos to y'all.
That's there's so many women who always want to be a wife and a mom. Was that you?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I remember I said to one of my best friends, because I was doing photography full time at the time. And she was like, you can do anything. Like, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. I just know my job, my like long term is paired with my husband. Like, I know it to my core.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just going to keep doing me and chasing after my stuff. But I know his is going to come alongside mine and it's going to make sense.
Yeah.
And then I remember I moved to Nashville in the first place because I just felt like God was calling me to be a Christian in the music industry. And I had this vision of me sitting on a couch talking.
Like an actual vision, like you saw a picture in your head.
Yeah. Like I saw me sitting on a couch backstage talking to people. Oh, and they were like telling me all their life story. And like it was like a kind of like a counselor couch almost.
Mm-hmm. But that was like your music business. Like,
yeah. So
that
I was like, oh, I'll go to Belmont and I'll be a music major because that's like, I'll go do music because I don't know how else I would be there. Like in order that people would care what I have to say.
Right.
And so then I went to Belmont. Started singing in Nashville and I hated it. Like it was just the three in me was like, I'm not the best there is, so I'm out.
Yeah.
Like I'm done. Yeah. So I was like, nope, no more singing. And then I went into photography, which I loved. I really loved it. And it was all of a sudden I'd just kind of forgotten that vision. And we were on the road with some of our friends, visiting them because they were way more successful than us. And they were like, come out on the road this weekend. And we got to experience it like on a tour bus and how much better it would be. So like we knew it wasn't going to be this hard forever.
Oh, so once you see the tour bus life, you're like,
oh,
okay.
This is sustainable.
Backstory to the previous question. Sorry, 2 seconds.
Yeah. No, like, you got all the time, brother.
I guitar teched for Chris Tomlin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In 2007 and 2008.
Oh, cool.
And so like I got a taste of the tour bus and I got a taste of like arenas and, you know, all of that huge production and that is honestly another thing that kept me going.
Yeah, because he knew he loved it.
Like, even I knew I could get to that point.
You'd seen that. Yeah.
And he loved it in the grunt work, like Last of Ed, First to Rise. Yeah. It's Not About You. He loved it just as
I
is.
I loved the guitars and the lights and the everything.
Yeah.
So we're backstage and all of a sudden a massive artist, like a massive, massive name, all of a sudden decides to sit next to me on the couch and tell me his whole life story, how he got. I could have like freaking worked for TMZ. He had no idea who I was.
Oh my gosh.
And all of a sudden it just hit me. And I was like, this is it. This is what I saw. And I wasn't even chasing it. Like it chased me almost. And I just had this full 180 or 360, you know, whatever the words are. Whatever.
Full turnaround.
Whatever degree I went it. Full circle, that'd be 360. But
I don't even know what that
means. And I was like, whoa. And then how my skills came alongside of his, directing his music videos when everyone had said no, and we didn't have money, so I shot it, filmed it, did the whole thing.
Yeah, like, for Blue Tacoma, right?
Did and you do yours? Well, I did yours, yeah. That was the
you
first
did
one.
Both of them.
That was the first one. I did that one by myself.
I'm telling you, dude, she's the rock star.
I mean, I did the first one entirely by myself.
Yeah.
Like, directed it, edited it, color corrected it. I did everything.
Oh, my gosh. And then it's like playing on CMT.
Yeah. And it went number one on CMT. I was like, I did that.
Yeah. They both did.
I made that. And then the second one just did. I brought my fourth brother, who's a director, in on the fourth one because I needed help with permits and things that were above my little one-man show, one-woman show experience. So, yeah.
I think y'all are both modeling a really important lesson of you can hear God say something. And you don't run after what God said, you run after God. Mm-hmm. And then you will find yourself in the moments where you go, oh, he told me that so that I would know a direction to point.
Yeah.
But you don't go chasing down couches.
No.
With celebs.
No. Yeah. Exactly. No.
Right? That's not what you do. You just keep going after and then all of a sudden you go, oh, I'm where the Lord said I would be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how I would get here.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Yeah.
I mean, my life verse is Matthew 6:33. Like, seek first the kingdom and all of these things will be added. I remember one day he was like, when I read that, I was like, okay, they will be added. I'm not looking left. I'm not looking right. I'm just going to chase after the Lord. And anything he wants me to have, he's going to put directly in front of me.
Yeah. Totally.
And I won't be able to miss it. As well?
Well, I was just about to say, it's not necessarily like my wrist tattoo verse, but it's like he gives you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
And it's like he doesn't give you what you want. He gives you the desire of what he wants.
Yeah.
So like you were talking about the music video, it's just like we had this desire in us to go out on this random road and shoot a video in a thunderstorm. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, Lord, what do we need to do, God? It's just like, we were just like, it's time to do it.
Yeah,
like,
put
it's
your hand to the
go.
Plow. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of people are like, how do I hear God? It's like, and it sounds so cliche, listen to your heart, but like, what are you, if you're running after God full speed, like, what are you desiring in your heart? Like, where do you want to go? What do you want to start a podcast? Do you want to be a country singer? No, you don't. Trust me. But you know what I mean? It's just like, it's very simple. And yeah, just that desire to just move forward, put our hand to the plow. And like, that was the time. It wasn't the time 5 years ago.
Yeah.
5 years before that. Yeah. It was just like, for some reason, he just put it in us and it was like, all right, yep.
How do you see that playing out now with what you're doing? Like, you're on a tour right now with Carly Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
That looks so fun, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
She just looks the most adorable.
Oh.
She's,
superstar.
She's
and y'all were friends in college, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how y'all knew her.
Yeah, so it's called the Wayback Tour because we go way back.
Yeah.
But yeah, how does that play out?
Yeah, how do you see it? Because now there's got to be new things. You don't have to, like, spill your beans, but you can. I mean, there's got to be new things desiring in you.
Yeah. Well,
and
like,
this is a headlining tour, right?
Right. Yeah. Which has been the dream for so long. It's co-headlining with both of us. But yeah, just like, I don't know, Total 7 in me was like, I'm starting a vlog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so like, I'm doing it.
Yes.
And I know it's going to be sick.
People are going to love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
He literally started last week.
Yeah.
Because Seven's, I'm really into blank right now.
Yeah. And here we go.
So literally.
And I'm going to make all y'all be into it too.
Yeah. Duck hunting season ended on the 27th. I started a video vlog on the 28th. Literally. Like, that was my jam, was duck hunting and deer and everything. And then I had a 7 come out and do all the photo video for the first weekend of the tour. And don't put 2 7s together. We'll start something, but probably won't finish it.
We'll start it and you'll get into it. And then we won't know what
we'll
we're
find
supposed
somebody
to do
else
at the
to
end. Have y'all listened to the Sleeping at Last songs about each Enneagram number?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to go listen to this. The 3 song made me cry because I cared about a 3. I do. Mm-hmm. I care about a lot of 3s, but there was a 3 I really cared about, and it just broke my heart. The 7 song is awesome.
Of course it is.
Oh, gosh. It's so fun. He's like, one of the lines is, I feel hope deep in my bones that tomorrow will be beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. More beautiful 100%. Than the day before.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, yeah, I can do a vlog tomorrow because why couldn't I?
Why,
why wouldn't I do it? How long am I going to do it? I don't know. Until I'm tired of doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we'll be done.
Yeah. We already got one episode done, which is, I'm proud of myself.
So is it for YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just like holding the camera and taking people a day in the life. You know, it's just like, because you see the stage, you see the lights, you hear the sound, but it's like, it's actually really hard to find catering.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, the signs, the every arrows.
Day,
yeah, the arrows.
Every day,
yeah.
It's hard to find food.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm going to take you on a journey as we find food. You know what I mean? Just fun stuff
that's
like that.
That's brilliant.
Are you going to tell them what it's called?
This is Russ.
Oh, my gosh. Of course it is. That's brilliant. Are you even going to do
on it.
All the letters? Yep. Mm-hmm. This is Russ. Of course.
This
It's so cute. It's so cute because normally I love it because I was always video film behind the scenes, making the highlight films, doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all him. Like he's the one. Like we went and got all new gear that was first of all better than most of mine for this. Can we just? Which I'm excited about because I'll get to use it. But
that's right.
It's all him. Like he's holding the camera. He's doing the editing and final cut. Like it's all him, which is fun because. It's like a trip through his brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like as he edits, like you feel his ADD in the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you almost like have compassion for the guy. You're like, wow.
Poor guy.
You're like, that's your brain? That's what happens in there?
But it's so fun. It's like, it's energetic. It's everything except the show, honestly, which is cool because a lot of people just show the shows. And that's, what would you say, 15% of our days? Is like the show. Yeah, there's so much that's unseen.
Yeah.
Of like what it's really like to be an artist. Like, I'm going to show you me doing the same interview 15 times, you know, just the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you answer the same questions for every radio station in every city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, how'd you guys meet? But you're going to ask that, so sorry.
I know the answer, college.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah, yes. I'm not going to make you do that. I'm going to.
So, how'd you guys meet?
I'm going to ask you other questions. Don't worry.
I love it.
Meanwhile, she scratches, how do you meet? Piece of paper.
Yeah. Like, so, your wife shot your first music video.
Oh, yeah. So, you're on the road full time, Kaylee.
Yeah.
What do y'all spend the day together?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. We spend every second together, except the show.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, like, we do our own thing.
What do you mean?
Like,
tell us.
I'll go work out. I'll go, you know. Yeah. But I'm writing.
Yeah, he'll write. Yeah. But we're like within 50 feet of each other most of the day. I like to be the hostess. So if we have people coming, I'm like making sure we have enough wine for everybody, lighting the candles so it doesn't smell like boys. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Tell me what, and I think you can answer this because you have enough friends who don't do what you do as well, and you've seen marriages your whole life. Tell me what y'all are sacrificing that people don't know you're sacrificing.
Normalcy. Alone space.
Yeah.
There's always at least four people in the same room, always.
Yeah.
Whether it's the front lounge. I mean, we do finally on our bus, we have a back bedroom. Like,
it's just y'all.
Just us, yeah.
Yeah.
So we can't escape to that.
But we're too social. Yeah, we usually stay up till everyone's asleep. And
to our own demise. Like, I mean, it's not. But it's just like, that's really tough to have like an intimate conversation together about, you know, just the two of us.
Yeah.
How do you spend time with the Lord on a bus full of people?
We were talking about that this morning.
Yeah. Back lounge.
We go for walks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
Because we like to pray together. Yeah. And to us, we're not trying to have everyone hear us pray. And so we like to go for a walk and we'll walk and pray and talk. Mm-hmm. And because we can post up in the back and read. And the mornings are pretty quiet, which is nice. Everyone kind of naturally has quiet mornings. They'll come up to the front, pour coffee. So how'd you sleep? So how'd you sleep?
Right.
Those roads were pretty rough. Those roads were terrible. Like
it's a
pretty common morning. But
definitely lacking in the just personal space.
I've thought about eventually once we have our own bus, it'll be a lot different. But we try not to be like we'll be happy when syndrome. Yeah. But I've thought about putting a coffee maker in the back because that would be much better to not leave that space. It's harder for us to get back there.
Do you get the same bus for the whole tour? Mm-hmm. So you're in the same bus for way back. And then, all year.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So even for your summer one with Tiara, y'all are going to be on the same one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Beautiful. So you get to like,
I'm nested.
Yes.
I have my throw pillows.
Yes.
I have my throw blankets. I have my candles.
Because I remember watching on Insta Story last year when y'all had to clean out the bus and I was like, brutal.
No, I can't imagine.
Brutal. That succulent was so pretty in the window and now it's just in the back of the car.
Truly.
Yep. Right. Okay, so you get it for the whole year.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you do get to some degree make it a home-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is helpful.
Yeah. What do you bring from home that makes it feel, for y'all, that maybe a normal person, I mean, you don't bring your sous vide machine, but
we have.
You lie.
We did.
We made get steaks. Some meat out on the road.
candles. The scent. The scent is a big thing. Our bus on the inside is pretty like gray tile interior, like super vibe of our house, you know, which is a main thing that we picked out. Two sets of toiletries, three.
We have two hair dryers, two everything, so I don't have to pack that and bring it every time.
Yeah.
We have a shower on this bus. It's actually nicer than the shower at our house.
Really?
Yeah, it's like marble tile. It's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
People just don't know that that can be a bus at some point. Yeah. I mean, not everybody's on that kind of bus, but when you're on it all, as many days, how many dates this year will y'all be on it, you think?
100
Over
plus.
And half, yeah. Right? Over. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would think so. Because the summer, you just go and don't stop. I was stalking your website today. I mean, y'all just like...
We're going hard.
See you in September.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who else is on that one besides Thomas Rhett?
Dustin Lynch. Okay. So it's TR, Dustin Lynch, me, and then Rhett Akins is Thomas Rhett's dad.
Yeah, he is.
He's opening the show.
Bull.
I know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what song of his
that
I
ain't
like so much?
My truck.
Yeah, that ain't my truck. I was like, there's one that I really
that's
like.
The one.
That's it.
Yep.
Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation real quick to tell you about our sponsor, Samaritan Ministries. At Samaritan Ministries, believers in Jesus are committed to sending financial gifts every month directly to an assigned member with a medical need. But there's more involved than money or mere physical healing when there's a need. And Samaritan members pray for each other and for every aspect of the need and encourage one another by sending notes and cards. Every month, more than 70,000 households give generously to other members with a qualified medical need through Samaritan Ministries. And it's one of the leading healthcare sharing ministries in America. And as a member, I can tell you that I am really enjoying it. It's members like me send checks and prayers and notes of encouragement directly to other members in need. Healthcare sharing is a unique opportunity for us to be hands and feet of Jesus to our neighbors and our friends. The Samaritan Ministries direct sharing model is a biblical approach to paying for healthcare based on Galatians 6:2. So currently, Samaritan members give a monthly share starting at about $100, depending on age and household size. And I love this, that no family is going to pay more than $495 a month, no matter what size your family is. Thousands of Christians are joining the movement that allows them to care for one another with their health care, sharing needs from broken bones to cancer, pregnancies, and organ transplants. Nearly 250,000 Christians have chosen a health care option that adheres to their biblical beliefs and brings together believers and community. So you can learn more at SamaritanMinistries.org. Make sure you check them out, SamaritanMinistries.org. And now back to Russell and Kaylee. Okay, so I have a couple of how do you protect questions.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because I think it'd be interesting. Come how on. Do you protect your voice with as much as you sing?
I don't know.
You don't?
I think God
made some of us sevens with more voice than other people.
Yeah. Yes. So, like, there are times where, like, okay, I need to go to bed or, like, I feel my voice getting exhausted.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, we play Quiplash at night and it's just, like, screaming and, like, you know what I mean? Just laughing and yelling. And it's, like, I mean, I do warm up before the show, have to. But yeah, I guess during the day, it's very chill.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I have a pretty bulletproof voice.
Yeah.
You don't get sick a lot. Even if you do get sick, it doesn't really. There's only been two shows you didn't have a voice in the 10 years I've known you.
Yeah, I got laryngitis twice in 2017.
Uh-huh.
Just because my body was like, I'm done.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I mean, there's not.
How'd you come out of that? Was it like a proper burnout? Did you think like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everything's crashing.
Yeah. I mean, we still tried to do the show, but no notes came out. And
we're
just like, I couldn't even sing like falsetto or anything. Nothing was coming out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I tried and like played guitar, played some solos. It was just like, I'm sorry, guys. We'll try to rebook another show or something.
Yeah.
But not happening tonight.
Did you take some time off after that?
No.
Or was it just like, well?
It was just like, try to recover in the few days that we had off till the next show. But
like, you had the steroid shot in the butt, the whole thing.
All that.
I had a similar thing happen in 15 where I was losing my voice every weekend and I would go get steroid shots. So I was like, this isn't a life. Yeah. I was like, I can't, this, you can't live like this. You can't just get a steroid shot every week. We gotta change some things.
Yeah.
So, that was a radio tour year, which is a wild year. That year is insane.
Yeah.
And fortunately, we had friends several steps ahead of us that were like, it gets better. I promise it gets better.
That seems to be a theme for y'all, that y'all have people in your life that talk you to the next place.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that in your personal life as well as in your professional life? Or is it the same people for both?
Yeah, same people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, and to learn from them so much of like, you know, when you get to hire this person, make sure that they're, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing out a random example.
Yeah.
But just like when you're hiring your tour manager, like, you know, this is what you're paying them for. Like you can ask them to do blah, 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 blah. And just like, I don't know, just stuff like that where you really get to look into the mistakes that they've made, what they would change, what they would do, not do. And yeah, it's invaluable.
Yeah. Same. I mean, it just is amazing.
They saved us.
I see that in our like, the group of girls that I know, like the Christmas party girls, mm-hmm. I go like, oh, they're like all just helping each other all the time.
Yeah.
Totally.
Y'all all just like help each other know the next right thing to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Cassie Kelly, she was like, just hang in there. It'll get better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to get to move out of the ghetto. I promise. Like,
yeah.
You know,
she's come like, on, Lord. Hold on for that one.
She's like, it gets better. I promise. I promise. You know?
Yeah.
Just champions.
And having people who walk ahead of you, but don't walk. And because for all of us, there's people like, oh, I want to be like that. But it's different when they turn around and go, hey, come here. I can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can help you.
Yeah.
Do you see people coming up behind you that you like like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And it's still so new, like to have, I don't know, that it's working.
Yeah.
You know? But it's, yeah, I mean, there's definitely people that I'm watching and I'm like, all right, you know, we can help. You know, opening slots like Lady A last year brought me out.
Yeah.
And like you're talking about Cassie, and that's just like such a huge, like, helping hand to mm-hmm. bring somebody up. It's like, it was like at least 15 to 20,000 people a night on Lady A. It's just like every night I get to kind of do that. But yeah, I mean, I'm always looking for people to bring up, always.
Yeah. It's a funny part of my job. I don't get to do that. I don't get to have openers when mm-hmm. I go and speak places, you know? And so I don't have to wrestle this quite like I bet y'all do, but I bet there is this like, your brain has to decide sharing my audience with another artist does not cost me audience.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
Because there would be a fear of if I bring an opener that's better than me, mm-hmm. or if I bring an opener, I would imagine mm-hmm. that there's fear of that. But even you now having co-headlining,
mm-hmm.
y'all are very abundance-minded people versus scarcity.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and in the beginning, I think we had to learn that.
Yeah.
But now it's like, because like, think about it. Like, you like more than one country, one artist. Anything.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's just like sharing these people and like, I love having that hand in like bringing people up and being responsible. Like, oh man, remember when Artie brought me out on that tour? It's like, that was... be cool.
Yeah. Tell me, okay, so that's how you protect your voice and other things. Mm-hmm. How do y'all protect your marriage with all the women and probably men? I mean, they're probably men. I mean, there's just, I know enough men who mm-hmm. get really whack Instagram messages mm-hmm. from women.
Yeah.
I just think, what do y'all do to intentionally protect your marriage?
I mean, I can say, like, you can go through my DMs anytime. Like, they're... people are very respectful, I think, to me.
Oh, good.
Because since the beginning,
she's always been
there. Yeah, it's been me and her. You know what I'm saying? It's like, for real, there's like none that are like, hey, you're going to be here. Like, I'll be, here's my number. Like, none of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that, I will say that. But as far as protecting, I mean, we, you know, backstage is very tight. There's no, I would say it's kind of bigger picture as opposed to day to day. Everyone on our team is married.
Really?
You know, yeah.
On purpose?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean,
I'm
it's
sure
not like
a
make or
person.
Break, but yeah.
I don't feel discriminated against.
You know what I mean?
Like,
there's no one, like if anybody brings a girl, it's like their cousin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, there's none of that, which I love. And yeah, we wouldn't have that anyway.
No. And you hire people, not just on talent, on character. So mm-hmm. there have been some that were hired single. But now they're like married. It kind of feels like the good luck, Chuck.
It's
like, come work for the Dickersons.
Right.
Yeah.
Get married. You want a job?
I was about to say,
you want a
no
job?
No, Ted. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I can fold a t-shirt. I'm out. Yeah. I can do it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bring me on the road.
I think so much of the reason even why I married him was because, I mean, he was the guy that if someone hugged him too tight, he told me. You know, like, he is so trustworthy, and so it doesn't freak me out. But mm-hmm. We have each other's. We flip between each other's Instagrams, like, because I'll post for him, he'll post for whatever. So we just have full access, no walls, no secrets,
no.
It's equal. Like, he'll have guys, like, yeah, girls will be flirty and, like, meet and greet. But for me, honestly, we spend more time with the same guys backstage.
Yeah.
So, like, you'll get the occasional, you know, guy who's, like, choosing to flirt even in front of Russell. Like, whatever, like, industry people. So, like, we both were just kind of like, whatever, whatever. But it's always transparent. I always tell him. He always tells me. Mm-hmm. We're really proactive about it.
Yeah.
Were y'all like that from the beginning, or did y'all have a to be wide open now? No, y'all are just good at this. And sevens are so loyal. Like, we're like puppies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, I'm not going anywhere.
Right. Totally.
Yeah. Do y'all spend time with Alex and Henry?
Not a ton.
Yeah, not really.
No, but that's but you go to the belonging when you're at home.
Yeah.
How did y'all end up there?
I had dreams about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, classic.
Classic Hale. we were going to a different church, and then it just kind of, I don't know, we just got to a point where our community was at the belonging.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, all of our friends were there, and it was just like, that's where we need to be. And so.
And I had dreams about leaving the other one. We were in leadership there, and I had a few dreams about leaving, and one of the last ones I said to my brother in my dream, that we were going to the belonging and there was like a wolf running along the fence as we were driving in my dream. And I told Russ and he knew immediately. He was like, we're leaving and we're tithing to the belonging this week. Like, we're not going to be on the fence. Like, where wolves are, like, we're going to uproot and replant immediately. Like, we're not going to be floating, drifting. And
I was like, of the flock.
What does that talk more about that? Why does that matter so much to you?
Oh, I mean, that's just the word of the Lord. But
Annie, that's just obedience. That's just,
No, really. I mean, that is kind of, I don't know, just knowing that that's our home. Like, there's no like, well, we're going to, you know, try a couple churches out, see where we land. I'm like, no, we knew that's where we were going to go. Yeah. And it's just like, I just knew that that's what we had to do straight up as soon as we made that decision. And yeah, the next week we tithed.
Yeah. What made y'all decide to be tithers? Anywhere.
He taught me, honestly. You taught me so much about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just wasn't taken that seriously in my childhood. No one really talked about it. And I remember we were just friends. No, we were dating and we were at a different church and like the tithe plate came around and he would write a check like every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like,
I love it.
What the heck?
Why?
I don't know. It just like, there's so many time after time after time where I'm like, because, you know, your tithe is your 10%.
Yeah.
But then there's your offering over and above that. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Let's just, you know, see what happens. And when we were so broke, I think I gave like $5 over. You know what I'm saying?
No, sometimes you gave our entire groceries for the week.
But this is what I'm saying.
I was like, how are we going to eat?
No, this is what I'm saying is like, I gave like a very small amount over. And then just like the Lord, mailbox, $50 check from something that was, you know what I mean? Like literally $5 over. That's 10x abundance right there.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. It's just, I've seen it so much and I feel like the word's pretty clear on tithing and I've listened to.
So you've just always done it.
Yeah. 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 And I don't know why. Like, I wasn't even like, I was raised in the church, but it wasn't like, okay, you know, this is your allowance and then here's your tithe. Like, they didn't teach me.
Yeah.
But I guess further along, like, you know, I'm sure people have mixed views, but like Robert Morris.
Yeah, from Gateway Church in Dallas.
And he dives so deep into the word on tithing. And I think I really did learn a lot from that.
Yeah.
People call him prosperity, but I think he's just a great Bible teacher.
Yeah, I think so too. Let me tell you a thought I have about y'all. This isn't prophetic. I mean, maybe. We'll ask the Lord. No, y'all casually obey in a way that most people don't do it. I mean, do you see that? Like, you're so open with each other and you tithe regularly and you have life verses. I mean, there are so many people who, I just don't know if you see what we see, what I see from the side.
Aww.
It just kind of makes me feel teary.
Aww.
Because I just think y'all are committed to things that are going to make you who you want to be for the next 50 years, not for the next 6 months, you know? And so I just think, man, I'm grateful to be friends with people who are that committed to the everyday part of faith not just the big exciting parts, like the prophecy moments or whatever.
Right.
So yeah. I'm just blown away that you don't stop tithing even when you're out of money. Mm. When she says you gave our whole grocery money.
He did. Yeah. He really did. Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, I'm a nanny. So I'll it say, happens. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh.
Say what?
So sweet. Well, I again on tithing, it's like that's the one thing in the Bible that God says test him.
Yeah.
Like literally the only thing that he says you can test, because everything else is like, don't test the Lord your God. You know, it's like, except for in tithing.
Yeah.
Like, dude, freaking just trust him.
Just try it.
Literally throw $20 in there and see what happens.
So you do 10% every month or week, however you do it.
Yeah.
And then a little bit over, whatever you need, decide to do over, because that's the offerings.
Yeah,
part.
That's
and
more.
And then just watch God do. Yeah. Just watch him
it's
do.
It's been fun, like, even as we've had increase, like, now he'll turn to me and be like, what do you think about this? And I'm like, it's not like the risk has gone down. Like, he still is. And every time.
The amount's just gone up.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okie doke.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, you taught me so much about that, and it's irreplaceable to me. Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, it's so. And you were just doing a podcast. You were like, about how Eastern, you know, the Lord is. And like, it's so much more relational and like.
How what? Eastern?
Yeah,
it's like an Eastern. Jesus was Eastern.
Yeah.
But, we try to westernize it into this like business proposal.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude. Just write a check and see what happens. Like, God loves you and sees that your hands are shaking as you're writing this check. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like,
that's right. And the purpose is not like, I'm going to do this so I get tenfold. It's not an investment plan. Like, it just shows your trust. That's all that matters. Like, all he cares about is your heart, why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And so, if you're doing it so that he gives you more money, maybe he still will based on principle, but that is not the point.
That's right.
But he still says test him, dude.
Right?
Go for it.
Go for it.
He's such a seven about this.
Isn't that funny?
It is, because even, I mean, my career is about as long as yours. And at the beginning, you have to make decisions of like, well, I got nothing, but this is who I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. And I'll give like I can. And then when you get farther into it, you're like, it's a little bit harder to write another zero on there, but I'm going to go for it because I would only be here.
Right.
Especially because God was faithful then. Yeah.
Just start to add that new zero. You're like,
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a pastor, let me think who it is, Purpose Driven Life, Rick Warren. Mm-hmm. He like gives 90 and lives off of 10.
Mm. Yes.
I'm like, Okay, we'll try.
Goals.
Okay, speaking of California, y'all have a side house out in California.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it just the best?
Yeah, it's great.
Do you see that like relaxation on my face?
Yeah, both of you. And you get away from literally everybody and everything except each other.
Because we have to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're home and we genuinely love people too much to say no.
Yes.
Because you can say like,
I mean,
say
you're
no
here
to
on
the,
your off day.
Right. Like clearly. Say no to things on the peripheral, blah, blah, blah. But we have so many people at the heart and core of us here. My parents are here. His parents are here. My brother, his sister, our best friends, our best friends.
Everyone went to college with. Like,
yeah.
We all stayed.
Yeah. Like at Christmas, y'all had a party. Yeah. And it was like the same people you've been throwing this one pajama party with forever.
Yeah. The day after our last show, we got home from the bus, had a day to clean the house. And then the next day, 35, 40 people came over, you know what I mean? Kids and all.
But we love it.
But yeah,
so
like
we,
that. I was looking forward to that day. That was like, Friendsmas. I'm going to make it through this year.
Yeah. Because
that was the end. That was the finish line for you.
Yeah.
And California is just us. We have no car, no internet, no internet. Uh-uh.
No TV, no nothing.
It's
incredible.
Out of here.
It's
just like
an oasis. Yeah.
Retweet.
Excuse me.
Retweet.
Special.
literally
no.
We'll stream from our phone.
Sure.
I mean,
if you need something. Yeah.
Like if we want to lay in bed and watch Friends, we'll just use his phone as a hotspot.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. But it's on a laptop and it's just simple. We walk to Whole Foods and we walk to out our window. You can see when the sun's going down.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, it's sundown. Pour some wine. Let's go. And like, we just run down to
the beach. Oh my gosh, run to the beach. I know.
Yeah.
It's so fun to watch. Your
dream.
Insta stories tell us all the things. I'm like, I've seen that party. I saw that. Yeah.
We're open books.
Yeah. I love that. So what was the reason behind California? Just to have a place?
Well, it's her brother's and his now wife. It was their apartment for
10 years.
She
it's been
had
rent
it for
controlled.
10 year, yeah. Rent controlled.
Oh, brilliant.
So, like, it's dirt hurt cheap compared to 2 blocks from the beach. But yeah, it's just, yeah, it was just like, we can't let this go. It was it was mainly the goal for the family to kind of like
take it over,
like, in the family. Google Calendar share it.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody else was in a place to do that. And we were like barely at a place where we could. And we're barely. Like, yeah, let's do it. We got to do it.
And so it's a, he writes out there, he records out there. So we can use it as a write off, you know, like. You went out there and programmed your whole show.
Yeah, that's true. That's
like,
I mean, you did some writing out there.
I did.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm.
And yes, which is actually really sweet because you told me to get Scrivener,
dude,
right?
Dude, once.
And I'm taught.
You lit a fire under her, and I'm so happy about it.
That's because we need that book.
Mm-hmm. Little angel. Yeah. And my sister-in-law, she's an author, and she was like, I wrote my book on Scrivener in that apartment.
In that same apartment?
Yeah, and I got like really sentimental. Like, this is so sweet.
Yeah.
And, her book's A Wife of Noble Character. It is not a Christian book.
Yeah.
It is just like a, it's a fiction book, but she wrote it all there. It's a gorgeous, it's insane.
Wait,
but,
so another sister-in-law, not Hannah?
Yeah, right. Another sister-in-law.
So y'all just have a pile of authors and a pile of creators in your family? Because Hannah Seymour has books, too.
Yeah, College Girl Survival Guide. I'll give it a plug.
Yeah, that's right. It's a great book.
Such a good book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a genius. Yeah, but
I adore her.
Yeah, all my sister-in-laws, they're, well, two of them. Two of the four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So how much do y'all try to get to California?
At least once a month-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still new. We've only had it for two months now.
Since September. Yeah. We went out to, we go out there for radio shows coming up. And so instead of fly 4 hours there and 4 hours back in a 2 day period, we'll just stay out there for three days after and like get a little R&R. Makes it not so quick turnaround just living on an airplane.
Yeah.
And then get some rest and come back and hit the road.
Mm. Yeah. So between the Way Back Tour and Very Hot Summer?
Oh, yum.
And the Very Hot Summer Tour? How much time do you have in between? Do y'all like get tired? Like,
6 weeks, couple months. But okay. I mean, there's all kind of shows. Stuff, festivals, like Stagecoach, which...
So fun. Come on. Stagecoach, really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's so rad.
I know. It's the first time.
Oh, that's awesome. You got to buy the merch. So you got to do all the things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so one thing that I think you do really well, Kaylee, is you, some people could go, oh, we're gone this many days to this many places, da da da. And you go, we get to be gone this many days to this many places. Will you talk about the map you have in your house?
Yes.
That y'all color in?
So we have a map on the bus that I do with chalk, and I just fill in each state because every day can feel the same. Like, wake up, where's catering?
Parking lot.
Where's catering?
Yeah.
There's a green dumpster outside.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And it can feel really mundane. And people are like, oh, I saw you in the Ohio show. I'm like, I don't know the difference between Ohio and Connecticut at this point. Like, they all kind of run together. And so instead of letting it run together and make it feel like you're on a hamster wheel, I color in the different states we get to go to each year. And the more you fill it up, the more you feel accomplished and it feels like you actually went somewhere instead of in circles. And
right.
I really like it.
I think that's right. I think it's a great point of view to not, could we all figure out a way to celebrate the things that could be taxing?
Yes.
Right.
And there's plenty of times where I'm like, last year and the year before were so intense that there were entire months we were only home like 3 days.
Yeah.
And those ones were brutal.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe this helped. I don't know. I think we've had enough time off and it's getting easier that it's exciting. It's like, we bus out tonight.
Yeah.
Can't
wait. Yeah. Y'all literally bus out tonight.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Okay. We'll only do about 5 more minutes and we'll let y'all have your afternoon.
No.
We're about done.
We don't leave till midnight.
We're about done. Oh, yeah, that's right. People don't even know that aren't in the world that y'all bus out at midnight.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Just, so you sleep so while
you
we
get,
travel?
I mean, you get an entire day at home and it's just like the bus drivers drive through the night every night. So it's just like, that's their thing. That's so just hop on. You can show up in your PJs, throw your clothes in the bunk and just
go to bed.
Yeah.
Or play your game.
Or play Quiplash. You know about Quiplash.
I don't even know Quiplash.
You're going to love it.
Is it great?
It's insane.
Okay. Is it on my phone?
It is Apple TV. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll play it. I'll get good at it and then we'll come over. I'll come over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of my very favorite things is you're probably only our like maybe second country artist that's been on so far.
Okay.
But what happens is all of our friends who listen get like are so committed to Russell Dickerson.
Oh.
It's going to be great. You're going to hear a lot of people be like, that sounds fun. And you're going to be like, yep. That's Annie's friends. They're now my friends. But one thing I love to ask people who come on like y'all is when my friends hear your song on the radio, when they see y'all out on tour, when they see your album pass by on Spotify, what do you want them to pray?
Ooh, jeez. Strength. Yeah. Just in all, like physically, spiritually. You know, I already feel a difference in 2019, just spiritually.
Do you?
Yeah.
You think God's doing something different?
Yeah. I just think I'm more honest, being totally honest, just more passionate about His word and staying, you know, going deeper. As of 2017 and 18 was more just kind of treading water, trying to keep my head just breathing, you know?
Yeah.
But I will say about that, the Lord pursued us in a way that we've never seen.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I could cry just talking about it. Just like,
Will you tell a little bit about it just so people can know if they're experiencing that, what that feels
right.
like?
Yeah. So, I mean, He obviously knew that this was our calling. This is what we're supposed to be doing. So it's just like we'd get home on Sunday after being gone since Monday and like, are we going to church? No, we're not going to church.
Yeah.
But just exhausted, just taking an actual Sabbath. And like she said before, it was like we went to church like less than we ever have. We've read our Bible less than we ever had. But just we felt so near to God and we didn't feel like He was just like, okay, well, I'm just sitting over here waiting for you to pick your Bible up.
Yeah.
He was like pursuing us in such a real way. And that's, you know, I don't know. It's just like, that just shows His heart. And He's like, He met us right where we were, just exhausted on our couch, just from pursuing, the calling that He called us to.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like, that was such a sweet time and hard and difficult.
Yeah.
But this year, no, it's like, we're getting back to, you know,
sort
of a normal.
Are you reading anything specific? Are you doing a plan or a book? Or no, you're just in it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And we have we call it the Wall of Jericho in our house. That is just our warfare wall. It's just like
Ooh,
a loop.
Tell me.
And it's just a loop in our living room, and we just walk it and pray it, and you know, for however long. And that's how we started out.
Do you have stuff like tacked to it to remember what you're praying for? Or it's literally just a wall you loop around and pray
just
over
whatever,
stuff.
Whatever comes on our hearts, yeah.
And we pray that wall does not fall, right?
Right.
Major structural structural beam for our whole house.
Or it does fall, we get an insurance buyout.
That's right. Okay.
It's not on us, maybe. Right. I think we experienced, it says He's near to the brokenhearted, but He was near to the weary-hearted in our case. And I needed to learn that as a three, that I cannot earn His favor or His goodness. And we experienced that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we truly, it's not that we didn't want to spend time with God, but like we just had nothing left.
Yeah.
And that's exactly when you should. But it almost felt like we knew if we were to pursue Him in that space, it would be out of duty and not because we wanted to.
Yeah.
And we just learned it looks different. If you're not reading your Bible, but you're still talking to Him, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And if you're just reading your Bible and then checking off for your day and going and doing you the rest of the day, it's not this, like, doesn't work that way. So we learned that He'll be near even when, it's not that we weren't. It's just we weren't in, like, the Western church world. Right. What's on your checklist? Are you a, quote, good Christian? It was like that whole list went out the window because we didn't have any time to do any, we weren't in a small group.
Right.
We weren't on prayer chains, like unsubscribe. Like
right.
it was, I was like, no more text messages.
Removing
like,
the name from the freaking group text.
Yeah. So we just got out of all of that and still felt more goodness and favor and closeness than I think we did with any of that stuff, quote, doing it right.
Right.
And we had to learn that. And this year it's been so sweet, this transition of like craving it, because we now do have the energy.
Yeah.
And we just love it because we love it. Yeah. And it's not even close to what we've had before. It's really cool.
Yeah. And it's even still like, we're like, you know, churches tonight, are we going to go? Or like, no, we're actually going to like have us time and cook dinner and just hang and not have to worry about a checklist of church and all that reading guides.
All that to say, we love ours. And that's the beauty of it is we can stream it and we have our community too. Like I think when we were in church planting world, it was so like, go to your Bible study. But I'm like, I don't do life with these people.
So I'm
just going to pour into the people I do life with, my actual community, instead of this false church world community.
Yeah.
And that has rocked our worlds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like we consolidated. We needed to consolidate.
Right, right. You totally have to.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I've seen that in my life too, that the deeper I get into my calling, into what I'm on the planet for, the less people I can spend time with and be around. And it's just like, I'm only here 3 days a week. I'm going to see, you know, so I get that like the Lord will simplify for you if you want him to. Okay. We'll pray that stuff. We'll pray that down for you.
I love that.
So y'all, we're big fans of y'all around here.
Man. Thanks
for being
on
the show.
Are you kidding?
Okay. So the show's called That Sounds Fun. Oh, it's Valentine's Day. We haven't even talked about it being Valentine's Day.
Valentine's or Galentine's.
Galentine's. I can't believe we almost forgot to talk about Valentine's Day. Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
You guys know one I'd rather be
Love
with.
Birds.
Almost. Just a couple.
Almost.
Of yeah, I mean,
you know.
Y'all are very top of the list. What's your feelings on Valentine's Day? Do y'all like it? Do y'all celebrate it? Is it dumb? What do you think?
We love it. We celebrate it.
We have our own little tradition because we were super poor when we first got married and couldn't afford the fixed menu thing.
Sure.
So we would go to a grocery store and splurge.
Well, first of all, we went to the restaurant that you're going to reference with like our parents or somebody else who was paying.
Uh-huh.
Probably like an agent or something.
Yeah.
Anyways, keep going.
Yeah. And so we were like, you know what? Let's make the food that they make there here. So we did like steak and we tried to make like a bruleed corn something.
Cane prime.
I was about to say, you talking about your cane prime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone brought us there. I'm pretty sure it was the Hubbard's.
We didn't have cotton candy bacon though.
No, that's impossible.
No, yeah, there's no way. So we were like, let's recreate it. So I looked up these copycat recipes and made Valentine's dinner at home. And so it's now our tradition.
Yeah. Okay.
But this year I TBD on this is if this is going to happen on this magical day. But I was like, you know what? I don't even care about making a fancy dinner. I think I want a massage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, like have a romantic spa day.
Massage and Olive Garden and chill.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're big Olive Garden people.
Really?
The OG. I mean,
the OG, man.
That salad. Really good.
It's so good.
I'll give you that.
And we do bring our own wine, though.
They let you do that? They have a corkage fee at an Olive Garden.
Do we?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Their wine isn't our absolute favorite. Right.
Well, to be sure.
So we bring our own now. But I was like, this year we should just get it to go home.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Where is Olive Garden in Nashville?
On Bell Road off 24.
Y'all.
There's only one.
You ain't even in Nashville
Mitchell,
anymore.
I know. We up in Antioch now.
We eating in Antioch for Valentine's.
Hickory Hollow.
Well done. Okay, well, happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's.
The last question we always ask, because the show's called That Sounds Fun. Tell me what y'all do for fun.
Mostly hiking. We love hiking.
Oh. Is like Radnor?
Walks. Yeah, Radnor.
What's
Radnor's
the other one?
Jam. Percy.
Percy, yeah.
That's my jam.
He loves Percy.
I'm a little more intense.
Yeah, there's so many trails.
I get lost there.
Yeah, I'm like, go to Percy, run the loop. That is like so filling to my soul.
Virginia Davis has tried to just switch me over to Percy so many times, and one time she sent me pictures at every turn.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, and you're going to go left here.
Go here, yeah.
And you're going to go right here. And I went and did it. I was like, okay.
Candy cane trail.
Yeah. She's so sweet.
It's
okay,
scary.
Okay, Percy's the one. Yeah, it's just so many.
Honestly, mountain biking.
Everything
at Percy.
Oh, yeah?
Jam. Okay. I love it.
Everything sounds fun to us.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, the thing about a 3 and a 7 together is he wants fun and you want to be the best. And what ends up happening is they have the best fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the combo of a 3 and a 7.
We play tennis.
AKA Napa Valley.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, Napa Valley.
Yeah. We're super wine nerds. Like
drinking and learning is one of my favorite combos.
Yep.
I do. I love Napa.
Have you watched the Psalm documentaries?
Yes.
Yes. They're the
I
best.
Love them. Yes.
Psalm
so y'all are like
best.
So into wine.
So yes, into it.
Very.
Yeah. Have y'all been to Gargiulo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Favorite.
G major.
G major 7. Come on.
Boom.
I mean, that Gargiulo, the way the inside looks, the whole thing, I'm like, I could just come here.
Yeah.
And that would be a worthy trip to me.
Next time we're sending you to Fudo.
Okay. I haven't been yet.
Oh,
those
are
our peeps.
It's amazing.
Okay.
Gargiulo, though, going back to them, that Vintner's Daughter serum.
Yeah.
For your face.
Yes. Oh.
If you're listening, please send me 1,000.
Love you.
Gargiulo, we love you so much. Yeah. You're our favorite. Yeah. And what's the other one?
Fudo.
F-U-T-O.
Okay.
So do y'all have favorite ones you go to every time, or do you try a new one every time you go?
We have Fudo's like our one that we go to every time.
Fudo,
like, gotta
Goose
go
Cross.
Say hey, gotta go try the new vintage.
Sure.
Goose Cross, so that's from the Coors family.
Yeah.
Like Coors Light.
That's the one where there's an upstairs and a downstairs, and they're tasting rooms? No.
No, Goose Cross is, yeah, it's just.
I don't know. It's something else.
Yeah. Someone else drives when we're there, you know, being responsible. Obviously. So I have no idea how to get there.
I don't either. Do you have a restaurant you always eat at? Do you do Farmstead? Do you do
Archetype?
Archetype. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
right there in St. Helena.
So good.
Orrin Swift tasting room. I haven't been in, but Orrin Swift is my favorite.
He's
a favorite producer right now.
Okay.
So it's like, sorry.
We need to nap us so hard.
This whole podcast could have been just about wine.
Yeah.
He's like, at one point, I'm really into this right now. At one point, you were studying to be a level one som.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think
like
you could
learning
still
all
do
the
that.
Regions and the varietals of each.
You're going to be like our next Kix Brooks, who like opens another. Oh, your face! If only people could see your face. You're like, Andy, you ain't the first one to say.
We're already making plans.
You're already dreaming.
We already have a name, which we won't say, but it's genius.
No, keep it to yourself. But I can't. Yeah. But it's genius. It's the best. Okay, I'm there. We'll do a live show from your winery.
Yeah.
So it'll be the first alcohol-based show we ever do. But we'll do it. Oh, y'all are the best. Thank y'all for being on the show.
Love Drinking so Christians grateful. Anonymous.
Yeah. Or not so anonymous as of right now, as of Valentine's Day 2019. I mean, don't you guys love them so much? And now you like just have to go listen to him sing because he's just incredible. You're just not even going to believe. I mean, he's just so good. And you're like, wait, that's my friend, Russell Dickerson. I just heard him on my friend Annie's podcast and he sings that good. And the answer is yes, he does. And then go watch the videos for Blue Tacoma and yours. And you will see Kaylee's skill too. You guys, they're amazing. So make sure you follow both of them on Instagram and Twitter and tell them thanks for being on the show and how much you love the conversation and what you'll be praying for them. I just think the world of both of them and just cheering so loud for them. And hey, make sure you go out and find Russell on his tours when he's out because Kaylee's there too. You know, they're always there. So just make sure you grab a ticket to the Way Back tour that he is on right now with Carly Pierce, who I also adore, or the Very Hot Summer tour that will be this summer with TR, Thomas Rhett, and Dustin Lynch. And I know you guys want us to have Thomas Rhett and Lauren on the podcast. We're doing the best we can. We'll see what we can do. But I'm just so thankful that Russell and Kaylee made time on their one day off, right when they're about to bus out to talk to us. So make sure you tell them thanks so, so much. Hey, if there's anything I can do for you, I am embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs all over the place, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And if you know somebody who loves country music, you should share this episode with them. It would mean a lot to me and so much to Russell and Kaylee, too, as more people get to hear their story and kind of a different side of their story. So it is Valentine's Day. You guys go out there and do something that sounds fun to you. Love somebody really well today, and I will do the same. And we will see you back on Monday with Mac and Meredith Brock. Y'all are going to love this one. Y'all have a great weekend. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.